Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, I'm calling from Tan Arab.
Yes.
It's a market research company based in the Middle East, and currently we are conducting a study about the area and the country where you live in. So I would be thankful to you if you can spare some time to participate in our study, sir.
Yeah, tell me.
Sir, could you please tell me, have I reached you on a landline phone or on a cell phone?
No, this is a cell phone.
Okay. Am I talking to the person who is 15 years and above?
Yes.
Including yourself, how many people are residents of Kuwait, age 15 or older, currently living in your household, sir?
I didn't get it.
Sorry?
I didn't get your question.
Including yourself, how many people are residents of Kuwait, age 15 or older, currently living in your household?
Me and my wife.
Sir, two.
My kids are below 15.
Okay, but age 15 or older?
Younger.
So how many are total?
So I said we have four, but two kids are below
15. Okay. Fine. And just a second. Sir, where do you live? Your governorate, Kuwait City, Hawali, Ahmadi, Farwani, Ajar?
Hawali.
Okay, fine. Sir, can you please imagine a ladder with the steps numbered from 0 at the bottom to 10 at the top? Suppose we say that the top of the ladder represents the best possible life for you and the bottom of the ladder represents the worst possible life for you. So on which step of the ladder would you say you personally feel you stand at this time? Assuming that the higher the step, you better feel about your life, and the lower the step, the worse you feel about it.
Okay.
So which step comes closest to the way you feel?
7.
Where do you find yourself, like, from 10 to 1?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Tell me.
Sir, just imagine a ladder.
I already told you 7.
Seven, sorry. And just your best guess, on which step do you think you will stand in the future, say about 5 years from now, from 10 to 0? 10? Okay, great. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your standard of living, all the things you can buy and do, sir?
Not exactly.
So, dissatisfied?
We'll be expecting more, definitely.
Okay, so right now, do you feel your standard of living is getting better or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay. Does your home have a television, sir?
Yes.
Access to the internet?
Yes.
Okay. Have there been times in the past 12 months when you did not have enough money to buy food that you or your family needed?
No.
Okay. And to provide adequate shelter housing for you and your family?
No.
No. Okay. Thinking about your work situation over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer, even minimally, like for an hour or more, from whom you receive money or goods?
Am I employed by whom?
Thinking about your work situation over the past 7 days, have you been employed by an employer, like even minimally, like for an hour or more, from whom you receive money or goods? This could be for one or more employers.
No, I'm employed by an employer, definitely.
Okay, so you're working, right?
Yeah.
Okay, in a typical week, 7 days, how many hours do you work for an employer, sir? 30 hours per week or more, or 15 to 29 hours per week, or 5 to 14 hours per week, or less than that?
I work 40 hours.
40 hours, okay. Sir, please think about your primary employer, the one you spend the most of your time working.
Yeah.
So on a 5-point scale, where 5 means strongly agree and 1 means strongly disagree. So please rate to your level of agreement with each of the following items. You may choose any of the numbers from 1 to 5. 5
is for what?
5 is strongly agree and 1 is strongly disagree.
Okay.
So, but you may select any numbers from 5 to 1.
Okay.
At work, you have the opportunity to do what you do best every day. Are you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
So 5. Okay. There is someone at work who encourages your development.
1.
Strongly disagree. At work, your opinion seems to count.
I can rate it between 1 and 5, right?
5 to 1. 5 is strongly agree, 1 is strongly disagree.
Okay, 3.
But you may choose any number. Okay, 3. How would you rate economic conditions in Kuwait today, as an excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay, right now, do you think the economic conditions in Kuwait as a whole are getting better or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse, fine. In Kuwait, do you have confidence in the following or not? Financial institutions or banks?
I have.
Okay. Do you currently own a business, sir?
No.
Would you rather have a job working for the government or working for a business?
Working for a business.
Working for a business, fine. Sir, this next section is about banks and other formal financial institutions, such as microfinance institutions. We are trying to understand how people across the world use financial institutions and how available they are to people. So please remember, all the information you provide is completely confidential.
Okay.
So, an account can be used to save money, to make or receive payments, or to receive wages or financial help. Do you, either by yourself or together with someone else, currently have an account at a of the following places, like a bank or a microfinance institution or any other type of formal financial institutions?
Bank.
Okay. A debit card or ATM card is a card connected to an account at a financial institution that allows you to withdraw money, and the money is taken out of that account right away. Do you personally have a debit card or ATM card, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Is this debit card or ATM card connected to an account with your name on it?
Yes.
Have you personally used your debit card or ATM card to directly make a purchase in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay. A credit card is a card that allows to borrow money in order to make payments or buy things, and you can pay the balance off later. Do you personally have a credit card, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Have you used your credit card in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Aside from debit card or ATM card or credit card, do you have any other plastic card that you can use to make payments or purchases at a variety of places?
No.
Okay. And sir, now thinking about all the personal accounts you have at financial institutions, either by yourself or together with someone else, in the past 12 months, has money been deposited in your personal accounts? Like, this includes cash or electronic deposits, or any time money is put into your accounts by yourself or an employer or any another person or institution?
Yeah, my salary comes.
Okay. In a typical month, about how many times is money deposited in your personal accounts? One or two times per month, or three or more times per month, or money is not being deposited?
Monthly.
So,
every month, fine.
In the past 12 months, has money been taken out of your personal accounts? This includes cash withdrawals in person or using your debit card or ATM card, like in electronic payments or purchases.
Yes.
And so, in a typical month, about how many times is money taken out of your personal accounts? One or two times per month, three or more times per month, or in a typical month, is money not taken out of your accounts?
Three or four times.
Three or four times, okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever made a transaction with money from your account at a bank or another type of formal financial institution using a mobile phone, sir? This can include using a mobile phone to make payments or buying things or to send or receive money, no?
No.
In the past 12 months, have you used a mobile phone to pay bills or to send or receive money, sir?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally made payments on bills or bought things online using the internet, sir?
Using the internet. Use online.
Have you personally made payments on bills or bought things? Yes, okay.
Yes.
So, in the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money for any of the following reasons? How about, sir, to start or operate or grow a business or firm?
No.
No, okay. And for old age?
No.
No, you haven't. And for education or school fees?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally saved or set aside any money by using your account at a bank or other type of formal financial institutions?
I think I only answered that, right?
Using an account at a bank or other type of formal financial institution. You have saved or set aside any money?
Yes.
Okay. And do you, by yourself or together with someone else, currently have a loan you took out from a bank or another type of formal financial institution to purchase a home or an apartment or a land, sir?
No.
No. Okay. In the past 12 months, have you, by yourself or together with someone else, borrowed any money from any of the following sources? Like, have you borrowed from a bank or any microfinance institutions or another type of formal financial institutions? This does not include credit cards, sir.
Does it include credit cards?
It does not.
Okay. No.
No. Okay. And have you borrowed from a store by using installments, like credit or buying on credit?
No.
On installments? No. Okay. And have you borrowed from family or relatives or friends in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And have you borrowed from an informal private lender?
No.
Okay. So, in the past 12 months, have you, by yourself or together with someone else, borrowed money from any of the following reasons, like for, have you borrowed for education or school fees?
No.
No, not for that. And have you borrowed for health or medical purposes?
No.
Have you borrowed to start or operate or grow a business or farm, sir?
No.
Okay, fine. Do you personally have health or medical insurance coverage? Please yes. include insurance that you have purchased. Okay, yes, you have. And now imagine that you have an emergency and you need to pay 600 KD, like Koiti Dinar. How possible is it that you could come up with 600 KD with the next month? Is it very possible, somewhat possible, not very possible, not at all possible?
Somewhat
possible. Okay. What would be the main source of money that you would use to come up with 600 KD, Koiti Dinar, within the next month? From savings, family, relatives or friends, or money from working, or a loan from an employer, or credit card, or borrowing from a formal financial institutions, or an formal private lender, or some other sources, sir?
By credit card.
Like by credit card, your savings or credit card, or borrowing from a formal financial institutions?
No, credit card. I use credit card.
Yeah, but from your savings or from a credit card or borrowing from a formal financial?
Credit card.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you personally made regular payments for electric, city, water or trans, like trash collection?
Yes.
You have personally made?
That is not personally made. It's included my rent.
Okay. So personally, you haven't made regular payments for electricity, water or trash collection?
Yeah, that is done my rent only.
Okay. And have you received any money from an employer or boss in the form of salary or wages for doing work in the past 12 months? Please do not consider any money you receive directly from clients or customers.
No, I mean salary, of course, every month I get salary. Right?
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you been employed by the government, like military or public sector, sir?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, has an employer or boss paid your salary or wages in any of the following ways, like you received payments directly in cash? In the past 12 months, has an employer or boss paid your salary or wages in any of the following ways, like you received payments directly in cash?
No.
In the past 12 months, no. And you received payments directly into an account at a bank or any another type of formal financial institution?
Yes.
Okay. And you received payments to a card?
To?
A card.
No.
Okay. You received payments through a mobile phone?
No.
Okay. After your payment from an employer is transferred into an account, do you usually withdraw or transfer all of the money out of the account right away, or do you withdraw or transfer the money over time as you needed it?
Over time.
Over time as needed.
Yes.
Which of the following statement best describe the account that you used to receive payments from an employer? You had this account before you began receiving payments from an employer, or you had an account before but this account was opened so you could receive payments from an employer, or
yes.
this second was your first account? Okay. Have you personally received any financial support from the government in the past 12 months? This
no.
money could include payments for educational or medical expenses or unemployment benefits?
No.
No? Okay. Subsidy also no. Sir, the next few questions will describe some made-up situations and include...
It's almost over.
Only 2 minutes. Sir, the next few questions will describe some made-up situations and include some numbers that can be complicated. This is not a test. Just please respond the best you can. If you are unsure or don't know how to respond, just say so. Suppose you have some money. You have some money. Is it safer to put your money into one business or investment, or to put your money into multiple business or investments?
I'm not sure if I can answer that.
Sorry?
I'm not sure if I can answer that.
Okay. There are two options. One business or investment, or multiple business or investment?
One business.
Okay. But you got the question, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Suppose over the next 10 years, the prices of the things you buy double. If your income also doubles, will you be able to buy less than you can buy today, the same as you buy today, or more than you can buy today?
Hopefully more.
More, okay. Suppose you need to borrow 100 KD, like Koiti Dinars, which is a lower amount to pay back? 105 KD dinar or 100 KD dinar plus 3%?
105.
Sorry?
105.
Okay. Suppose you put money in the bank for 2 years and the bank agrees to add 15% per year to your account. Will the bank add more money to your account the second year than it did it the first year, or will it add the same amount of money both years?
Same amount.
The same, okay. Suppose you had 100 KD in the saving account and the bank adds 10% per year to the account. How much money would you have in the account after 5 years if you did not remove any money from the account? More than 150 KD, exactly 150 KD dinar, or less than 150 KD dinar?
I didn't get that.
I'll repeat. Suppose you had 100 KD dinar in a saving account.
Okay.
And the bank adds 10% per year to the account. How much money would you have in the account after 5 years if you did not remove any money from the account? More than 150 KD, exactly 150 KD, or less than 150 KD dinars? Like Kuwaiti dinars?
150.
Less than or more than or exactly 150 KD dinar?
Exactly 150.
Sorry?
Exactly
150. 150 KD dinar, fine. And sir, could you please tell me your age?
I am 42.
42. And what is the highest level of education you have completed? You have done master's, bachelor's or diploma?
Bachelor's.
You have completed university. And more specifically, how many years of formal education have you completed?
How many years means I didn't get
it. How many years of formal education have you completed?
Years of formal.
After 12th standard, how many years you have done, sir?
Okay, 15.
15, okay. And what is your current marital status? Are you married or
sir?
Yes. Married with children? And yes. How many children under 15 years of age are now living in your household, sir?
Two.
Two. In the past 12 months, did this household receive help in the form of money or goods from another individual living inside Kuwait? Like living in another country, both or neither?
No.
No, okay. And in the past 12 months, did this... Just a moment, sorry, fine, you said neither. So in the past 12 months, did this household send help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside this country or living in another country, both or neither? In the past 12 months, did this household send help in the form of money or goods to another individual living inside this country or living in another country?
Yeah.
Or both or neither?
Another country, yes.
To another country, living in another country, you have sent, fine. What is the total monthly household income in Kuwaiti dinar, sir, before taxes?
I didn't get that.
What is the total monthly household income in Kuwaiti dinars?
General or?
Yeah, approximately how much is your total family income altogether?
900.
900 KD. Your wife works?
Yeah.
Okay, so altogether it's 900 family income. Which one of these phrases come closest to your own feeling about your household income these days? Living comfortably on present income, or getting by on present income, or finding it difficult on present income, or finding it very difficult on present income?
Finding it difficult.
Finding it difficult on present income. Were you born in Kuwait or not, sir?
No.
Another country? Okay. Did you move to this country within the last 5 years?
Yes.
Within the last... Okay.
Before
in which?
That.
Before that. Okay. And in which country are you a national of, sir?
India.
You were born in India?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a landline telephone in your home that you used to make and receive personal calls? Yes.
Yeah.
You said you are Indian. Sir, thank you for taking the time to answer these questions. But could we have your permission to contact you again to learn a bit more about your thoughts and opinions?
Yeah, and may I know what this is all about?
So it's just a general survey, like we are just trying to understand how people across the world use the financial institutions, that's it.
Okay.
And sir, what telephone number would you prefer to use
this
to recontact you in the future? The same? 97283193.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, we may wish to contact you like via email. What is your primary email address if you have one?
Yeah, J-U-N-Y, Junie M.
J-U-N?
M.
M.
J-U-N-Y. M. M for Matthew.
J-U-M-Y?
J-U-N-Y.
J-U-N-N.
N for
J-U-double-N, right?
J-U, no. J-U-N-Y. Just only one N.
Okay. J for jam, U for umbrella, and for nest.
Nest. And Y, Y.
Okay.
Y for yacht.
Y for, okay.
And M. M for Matt.
Fine. And?
At the rate.
At the rate of?
Qnet.
Qnet. Okay.
Dot.
Dot.
Dot.com, yeah.
.com?
Yeah.
Okay, and sir, what's your good name?
My name is Johnny, J-U-N-Y.
Johnny, sir, your line. Okay, sir, your landline number can I have, please?
25.
Yeah.
62.
Mm-hmm.
05.
05.
72.
Sorry, 22?
72.
72. Okay, sir. Sir, thank you so much for your cooperation and time.
Yeah.
May God bless you. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.